Blog Talk Radio.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, some of us will probably catch it on TV with chicken hanging from our mouths. You'll know it's revolution because there won't be no commercial. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
Preacher pimps are gonna split the scene with the communion wine stuck in their back pockets. Faggots won't be so funny then, and all the junkies will quit their nod and wake up when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, transit cops will be crushed by the trains after losing their guns, and blood will run through the streets of Harlem, drowning anything without substance. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes. I hope pearly white teeth fall off the mouths that speak of revolution without reference. The course of revolution is 360 degrees. Understand the cycle that never ends. Understand the beginning to be the end, and nothing is in between but space and time that I make or you make to relate or not to relate to the world outside my mind, your mind. Speak not of revolution until you are willing to eat rats to survive. When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes.
When the revolution comes, guns and rifles will be taking the place of poems and essays. Black cultural centers will be forced supplying the revolutionaries with food and arms when the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, white death will fall off the walls of museums and churches, breaking the lie that enslaved our mothers. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jesus Christ is going to be standing on the corner of Lenox Avenue and 125th Street, trying to catch the first gypsy cab out of Harlem. When the revolution comes. When the revolution comes, Jew merchants will give away matzo balls and gefilte fish to anyone they see with an afro. Frank Shippen will give away the Apollo to the first person he sees wearing a blue dashiki. When the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
afros gonna be trying to straighten their heads, and straightened heads gonna be trying to wear afros. When the revolution comes, when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes,
when the revolution comes. But until then. You know, and I know, niggas will party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party and bullshit and party. Some might even die before the revolution comes.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this.
Right.
Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this.
Right.
Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this.
Right.
You might be saying, God bless America.
Right.
But when did America ever bless God?
Right. Right.
You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America.
Right.
At this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power, black power, and more black power to my people. This is your brother, your soldier in arms and comrade in battle. This is Shah Saddam Kweli. I'm happy, as always, to be able to broadcast live once again to you from right here in the hells and the smells of North America. As always, I count this a privilege. I count this a joy. I count this an esteemed honor to be able to talk to you, my sisters, my brothers, and some others from this bold revolutionary radio broadcast, Black Power Radio. I open up this broadcast, as all broadcasts, in the name of the African God that answers to many different names. I give thanks to that black God, that God of our forefathers and foremothers, for allowing us a chance to build governments and civilizations and to rule in a past time. And as we have been hit in the head and struck a blow and left here, in the hells and smells of North America, we find ourselves robbed of our names. We find ourselves robbed of our language. We find ourselves robbed of our culture, our folkways, our forays, and many of us, by the way we act, we have lost our mind. I open up thanking that beautiful, bold, bald-headed black man, 100% black man who was unrelenting and unflinching with our enemy, who told us and taught us that his purpose on this planet was to give the devil hell from the cradle to the grave. And he reminded us that there is no dude with a pitchfork and pantyhose under the ground. He said the devil that we had been looking for, the devil that we had been fighting, and the devil that we have faced all the days of our lives was right here on top of the ground with us. And he also told us that the God that we serve and the God that we look for and the God for us that we have acquired is right inside of us as well. And so we thank that God for coming and being with us, and we open up Black Power Radio letting you know that you'll be tuned in to the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, as he will cover all the issues. He'll cover Minister Samir. He'll cover the Million Youth March. He'll cover what's going on with Zimmerman. He's going to cover a myriad of issues. I think that he's on with us now, matter of fact. Brothers and sisters, without any further delay, let us get into tonight's broadcast. Tell a neighbor, tell a friend, tell a brother and a sister. Black Power Radio is on the air. Let us welcome once again to this bold radio broadcast the national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, attorney and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black Power, welcome to
the show. All right. Black Power, Black Power. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
Yeah. Giving honor to God, I bear witness that regardless of land, label, or language, that there is but one God. I bear witness to all of the prophets of Scripture. But I also bear witness that God has found favor on us, the black man and woman of the West, and also the black man and woman of Africa. And so I thank God for all of the ancestors, from Harriet Tubman to Nat Turner to Marcus Garvey, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Malcolm X, the original Black Panther Party, Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture, Imam Jamil Alameen, Patrice Lumumba, Stephen Biko, Queen Nzinga, Queen Yah Santiwa, Thomas Sankara, Robert Sobukwe, every freedom fighter, Toussaint L'Ouverture, Dessalines, all of our heroes and our sheroes, those that I have named and those who you know right now as we say Ashe. But sisters and brothers here in the radio listening audience of Black Power Radio, if I live to be 1,000, or if I live to be the ripe old age of Methuselah, I forever thank God enough for a bold, bald-headed black man who came into my life and made a drastic difference and a drastic change, and who has come into our lives to help bring about the change in the world, the change of civilizations. I speak of none other than Minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. I'm talking fast because we got a lot of ground to cover. I say Black Power, Izwaledu, Assalamu Alaikum, Hotep, Pomberi Nachimarenga, Free the Land, and Black Laws for All Black People. It's a very serious radio broadcast tonight. I want everybody to listen in very carefully. We don't want any distractions. Clear all distractions away so we can get our focus right and take a deep breath as we are in this very special edition of Black Power Radio entitled The Million Youth March and the Arrest of King Samir Shabazz. The Million Youth March 2013 and the Arrest of King Samir Shabazz. Very important topics to those who are in the listening audience. In the listening audience, we have those who are in the Black Nation, those who are, of course, in the new Black Panther Party. They are ratcheted to the radio right now. We have the Nation of Islam on the radio. We have the black nationalist movement. Most of our friends and even some of our critics, I won't say enemies, but some of our critics or competitors, they are on the line right now as well. The white man is on the line, but all kind of white folks are on the line. Government security is on the line. FBI is on the line. Of course, NSA, the National Security Agency, the big spy network that's spying on everybody's telephones and internet and reading your emails, they are on the line tonight, as well as right-wing crackers are on the line tonight, like Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and other demons and devils from the right wing of the Republican specter. Also, white liberals are peeking in on the line tonight. Occupy movement, Occupy Wall Street, and Democratic crackers are also on the line tonight. And all of them, white and black, are paying attention to what is coming from Black Power Radio, which is the fastest growing radio on the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet. We are at a critical time. History is being made in this hour, and history is occurring in this hour. And so I don't want anybody to take this time lightly and to take this day lightly or to take this broadcast lightly here on this day. On this day, soon thereafter, as the attack has come down on us. And here on the 24th of June, on the 24th of June, and on June 20th, just a few days before, our dear beloved brother had been taken captive. Our National Field Marshal, who we love very much, who is one of our best men, have now been taken captive by the enemy. And doesn't make me feel good at all. Right at a critical and crucial time where our momentum is picking up and the puzzle, the pieces to the puzzle were falling into place, he had been taken captive. But I ask you also to reflect on the broadcast that I did just about 6 weeks ago, roughly thereabouts, where we detailed and went over in detail Assata Shakur and the coming attack on the new Black Panther Party. I have to be honest, I predicted these circumstances. I'm not saying I prophesied these circumstances, but certainly the prediction was right on point, right on the mark, right through the black center of the bullseye. Because I said to you, and the message had been given to me by God and the ancestors, and the training I've been given, and the spirit of Khalid Muhammad came through me to say that an attack was going to come down on the new Black Panther Party, and I named King Samir in specific. And now we have our man. And he's facing 3.5 years. And we at war. Make no mistake about it, to those of you who are in the black nation, we are at war. And it's all connected to the Million Youth March, 2013 anniversary in Harlem and New York City and gentrified Manhattan. It's all connected to the voter intimidation scandal, the voter intimidation charges being baited back and forth on the Hill between Democratic cracker and Republican cracker on the Hill, and it's all tied in. The Eric Holder and the Justice Department and devious dealings in the Justice Department, and it all goes to the desk of Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, yes, it does. Right here from this little clan, this little group called the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, which has the potential to absolutely create complete constructive change amongst black people and revolution in America and throughout the earth, if Allah, God, will help us to make it through these trials. So we're at war, as I'm saying, as I open up and get ready to open up the phone lines in a few minutes. But I want to let you know that it's easy to see. All our men have been captured. And then Mikhail Muhammad, my brother, my right-hand man, he captured right now. Well, we don't hear you talking about Mikhail Muhammad enough. We don't hear you promoting Mikhail Muhammad case enough. Well, you don't know why I'm not. But I'm damn sure helping my brother to get the hell out of jail. But sometimes everybody's business don't need to be out there in the public. And if I'm your brother and your confidant and your lawyer, I may need to leave some of your shit confidential to protect your image and your leadership so when we get you out of jail that we can have something we can stand on. Black power, I have to have credibility when I go in front of the masses of the people, in front of our people and even the enemy. I have to have credibility, truth in what I'm saying. I can't run no game. There's no time for no goddamn games. Now, we're under attack, and the enemy's after us, and goddamn it, we're making some mistakes too. And some of us are helping the enemy. But I'm in no mood tonight to chastise my own men in front of my open enemy. I'm in no mood. Whatever mistakes y'all have made out there, I love you, and I'm coming after you one way or another to get you the hell out of jail because I love the hell out of you. We all human, and we all make mistakes. We all have things and frailties in our lives and things that don't go perfect. Some of it's related to the new Black Panther Party, and some of it ain't got a goddamn thing to do with politics. But we all got to understand that the enemy is after us. The enemy wants to arrest us. The enemy wants to kill our movement. The enemy wants to, as the scripture says, to strip us of our arraignment, strip us of our garments. That means to take all the leadership away from me and strip my ass naked, then crucify my ass. And then that will be it. So this nuisance called the Black Panther Party, which has been a nuisance to this modern Babylon since 1965 in Lowndes County, Alabama, with Kwame Ture and Stokely Carmichael, all the way through October 15th, 1966, Huey P. Newton, Bobby Seale, all the way through all these other Panther formations, down to the Honorable Khalid Abdul Muhammad. It's a nuisance to the white man of America, a nuisance to the government of America, a nuisance to our real enemy. We are the last, or one of the last groups, one of the last national groups with a national standing and national speech that are telling the truth. Unbought and unbossed, uncontrolled, and got no deals with nobody. And that makes us dangerous. It's not exactly what we're doing. It's not that we have such awesome programs. It's not that we have such awesome, let me cut this noise down. It's not that we have such awesome programs and activities, and we're all so well-trained and doing what we're supposed to do, but it's the potential that the enemy sees. And the enemy is on these damn phone lines. This National Security Agency is on these damn phone lines. And so they know that the instructions that I'm giving out are the instructions that will take his ass out if they are carried out. And that's what y'all got to understand out there. You think that you're not important to this enemy. You think that you don't have a lot of standing. You think it's just you running around out there. But when you match up what we mean as a unit and what I'm trying to get across and how the enemy is monitoring it, there's nothing illegal going on, but it's a threat to white world supremacy. I am a threat to white world supremacy. Even if I try not to be, I'm that by nature, automatically, systematic, goddammit, remote control. And so the enemy knows to try to keep stepping the rise of a black messiah. And in the word messiah, often reminds me of the word the masses of the people. The masses of the people. And Jesus rode into Jerusalem on the back of an ass, which means the unlearned masses of the people. And the black messiah, or the ideology of the black masses, will ride into a new Jerusalem, a new kingdom, on the back of the masses of the people. And that day is coming, Saturday, September 5th, in Harlem, New York. Oh, yeah, it's coming. Good news for the black man and the black woman of America. The Million Youth March and the Black Family Convention is coming. So put a smile on your face in this hour as we work hard and to free King Samir and get him back on his post in Harlem, pushing this march. He'll be out soon, Cracker. You can laugh now if you want to. We're going to get him the hell out and get him back on his post as the security chief for the Million Youth March. Now, we know that you have, goddammit, illegally stopped this man. You have unlawfully stopped this man. You have targeted him with no justifiable cause and was likely following our vehicle. And you trying to act like you got some reasonable articulation that a crime has been committed, but you know that you're far off from the legal standards of Terry v. Ohio. You're way off base from Terry v. Ohio. The New York Police Department is the worst police department when it comes to stopping and frisking people, particularly black men, anywhere in the hells of North America. And Michael Bloomberg, he act like he's some kind of goddamn pervert. He want to keep patting down everybody. He must be some kind of pervert. And certainly his legal standing is perverted if the Justice Department itself have already ruled against him. Now, this Justice Department, which routinely violates the civil rights and the human rights of American citizens and citizens of the world at home and abroad, if they have to check you, Michael Bloomberg, then you know you must be violating somebody's rights. If the rights violator checks you and rules against you, Mr. Bloomberg, you know you must really be violating some people's rights. With your gang of thugs on the streets of New York City, rolling up to black people and putting your filthy, dirty, hairy hands on them at all times. I can't tell you on this radio what I pray to Allah happens to them hairy hands if you keep patting our people down and putting your hands on them. I won't even go into telling you on this radio broadcast what my prayer to Allah is for you. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the stop was illegal. The search was illegal. We'll get further into that as we mount up the legal defense and test the mettle of the United States Constitution, test this constitutional law, test this Fourth Amendment law, test this search and seizure procedures, which are under attack from everybody in New York. New York is under attack for a search and seizure law, and I'm telling you the case of New York State versus Maurice Heath, or New York State versus King Samir Shabazz will be a landmark case of the testing of stop and frisk law in New York City. Showdown this summer on the eve of the Million Youth March. Showdown. You say, well, isn't this going to be bad for the Million Youth March? Isn't this going to hurt the Million Youth March? I say to you, they plan, and Allah plans, as the Holy Quran teaches, and let Allah be the best of planners. It might look to you that we are in a back alley, trapped on both ends. It might look to you like we're drowning. It might look to you that you are stripping the garments from around me, but I'm here to tell you, I said to Elele, I bear witness there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that none is worthy of being rivaled or worshipped but Allah. And so we believe in our God. And this is why our belief in our God come into practice. All of our critics who say that we are too religious, that we are too much like the Nation of Islam, too much God talk, too much religious talk, I say to you, Allahu Akbar, fool. Allahu Akbar, God is the greatest in this hour. We go with our God. We're not backing up. We're going to turn it up, and we're going to turn it out Saturday, September 7th, in the streets of Harlem. It would be 10, 20, 40,000 if we have it the way we want it, right on 125th Street, and we got the permit. Surprise, sucker. While you wasn't looking, we got the permit. And if you want to deny the permit and cheat on the permit, then we'll see you back in court. Because we saw you in court in August of 1998, and we defeated Mayor Giuliani and defeated his administration in federal court, Judge Kaplan. And then we won again on appeal. And then you try to stop us in 99, and we defeated you in 99 and won on again in appeal in 99. 4-0, a 4-0 sweep shut out of your ass. And so legally, counsel, on the other end, seriously, all professional counsel, my opposing counsel for New York City, I know you on the line too. Legally, counsel, all rhetoric aside, legally. If you want some, get some. Bad enough, take some, because we're ready to get it on right in the courtrooms of America this summer, inside and out of this outside of the courtroom. You may have got Samir off the street, but we're sending dozens of men now into New York to push this march. They're going to live, eat, and breathe 125th Street, 135th Street, Amsterdam, Adam Clayton Powell, all of them streets. We're going to live and eat and breathe us some New York. That path are going to rise in New York, whether the enemy like it or not, or whether our Negro enemies like it or not, whether you little nitpicking nigger enemies like it or not. I'm going to keep on charging. We're going to keep on charging, recharge on your ass, straight up. And so we're getting ready to go to the phone lines. We're under attack, but we're fighting back. Our God is great, and we're going with our God. We're going to free King Samir, and we got the legal facts on our side and ready to get the legal fight on. We got local counsel in New York. We got attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. He going to be the co-counsel right here fighting for my brother. Whatever mistake he may have made, King Samir, charge it to his head, but not his heart. You can charge it to his thinking, but don't charge it to his heart, because that man loved me. That man loved us. And anywhere we ask him to go, he go and don't make no goddamn punctified excuses. He live, eat, breathe Panther all day, all night. And it's the same thing for Mikhail Muhammad on another level. He's one of our best, and we're going to get him the hell out of jail. And all of you got to watch who we sleeping with. All of us got to watch who our mates are, because, goddammit, the enemy can be inside of your own house. And so me, I, and you, the enemies that are in our house, in our bedroom, the enemy inside our own mind and body, we got to arrest those enemies and reconcile and get it all straight. Because the enemy going to come at us and come at us in every way imaginable to stop us reaching the masses, to stop us from getting to Saturday, September 7th. Do you realize if we get to Saturday, September 7th, and Nick Cannon has already endorsed the Million Youth March, Bun B is endorsing the Million Youth March, Webby is about to endorse the Million U March. Million U March is get James and Tune have endorsed Million U March. Leonard Jeffries endorsed Million U March. Minister Louis Farrakhan is about to endorse the Million U March and will be invited to the Million U March and will likely either be at the Million U March or the Black Family Convention. Louis Farrakhan himself. Can you understand the potential of what we got 15 years after Saturday, September 5th, 1998, after the big march and showdown and throwdown led by Khalid Abdul-Muhammad in Harlem? And so the enemy knows where we're headed. He's trying all these tricks and traps. We're not going to go for it. We're fighting back. We're not going to get rattled. We're going to reinforce our troops and soldiers, retrain our troops and soldiers. We're going to build a mass movement, and we are going to come out the winners. We are the overcomers. I say that to Black and White on Black Power Radio as I open up for questions. We are the overcomers. There is no God but God, and we are not intended to be defeated in this hour. I'll go to the phone line.
Okay, yes, sir. Brothers and sisters, we don't know the procedure. The number is 646-478-4447. You press 1 to be in queue. We'll bring you right in. Let's go right to the lines. The lines are blowing up. To talk to our national chairman, Dr. Senator Malik Shabazz. Your first number here is area code 347-272. 347-272. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Give us your question or your comment.
Black Power, this is Brother Shah from Queens, New York. Black Power, National Spokesman Sean Kwali. Black Power to my chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz. I have a few questions and a few comments that I really want to get off. First and foremost, I'd like to inform everybody that last Thursday we had a very successful press conference on 125th Street at Sylvia's. And I'd like to reaffirm, in case any of you are doubting what the national chairman is saying, we had a very good turnout. We have plenty of endorsers. I don't want to start naming names locally here in New York that is endorsing this 15th anniversary of the Million Youth March. And I've been personally putting out a call to everybody, reminding everybody that if you are truly about Black peace in the community and Black upliftment and Black empowerment, then you need to get on board with this. You need to put aside any petty differences you may have had with any other organizations in the past and come together. It's a shame what happened to my beloved brother King Samir. As the chairman has said, you know, he is a dedicated soldier and they set him up. So I do want to reaffirm and confirm to everybody that as we're doing what is right, those that love that which is wrong, they want to sidetrack us. So I would appeal to everybody to be ever more diligent. With that, I come to a question. I would like to ask a question to you, Sean Kwali. How would you suggest for us to be more diligent and careful as we go carrying out the work of the Father to uplift our people, sir?
I'll defer that to the chairman because it's his show, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for your question. The first of all, I want to say that we want to thank Captain Dennis Muhammad, Peacekeepers, whom Brother Shah of Queens, New York, works closely with. Captain Dennis Muhammad and Peacekeepers for coming out to Sylvia's last Thursday and endorsing the Million Youth March, which has gone out over the airwaves and the radio and the TV in New York. And yes, the word is out and going to be getting out due to these circumstances much faster. And so we thank Captain Dennis Muhammad and Peacekeepers and those that are working for peace in New York. And I want to be clear, the Million Youth March is for peace. The Million Youth March will be for peace amongst Black people. Peace and peace, it is possible and will happen. And there'll be nothing negative happening at the Million Youth March because we're going to have a 500-man security force to make sure that the gang in blue, and I ain't talking about the Crips, that gang in blue knows just to be cool and back off. We're talking about a day of peace, a day of unity, a day of knowledge, a day of learning, a day of seeing the brightest and best of our young people on that stage from all walks of life, all religion, there in that historic Harlem office building plaza in New York. We're talking about young college students. We're talking about gang members or ex-gang members. We're talking about those that are social workers and group home workers. We're talking about nationalists, Pan-Africanists, Christian, Muslim, all under one roof at this Black Family Convention and its crowning event, the Million Youth March anniversary. We're calling for a family march. This is our biggest move yet since our inception. It's our biggest move since 1998, but bigger, because in 1998 it wasn't the Panther Party. It was Khalid Muhammad, me, and D12. It was just getting down with the Panther Party, but this is big for our organization, and I want to reiterate to everybody, it's a family affair. It's a family affair, and you can trust your brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz. Now, we got some issues to deal with, gentrification, exploitation of Black businesses and Black people in Harlem, the driving of our people out, gentrification and racism. Are we going to be tough? And we got a tough line we got to toe, but it's also a family-friendly line. It's a youth-friendly line. It's a holistic convention, a holistic march, a holistic process. And we got a whole lot of business to take care of, and that's what I'm asking y'all to get behind, to keep this enemy from thinking he'd gain a victory by capturing our men. We're going to give him back Saturday, September the 7th. I say that. Now, what is my advice to get to Saturday, September 7th, and to get our mass movement all over the world going right? I'm not advising any of you all to go beyond white law. Tell you officially as your attorney and your chairman, and you want to know how to make it without getting captured, don't go beyond white law.
Thank you for that advice, sir.
Black Panther Party, now let me understand you especially what I mean by that. Black Panther Party stood on according to its 10-point program, stood on its constitutional rights of Second Amendment rights to carry weapons where they were allowed. Let's keep it 100. And when the Mulford Act and all that was passed in California, they came off the streets and went by whatever white law passed. And I cannot advise you to go any further than that, and I wouldn't advise you to go any further than that, because to advise you to go further than that and tell you to go further than that would just merely be giving you to the enemy to lock you up. And that would not be good leadership or lawyership to have you to do that. And so, if you can pack in Texas, then you get your permits and you pack. If you can get you your bounty hunter's license and audio security license and go from state to state, then you do that. But if they say in a certain city that that's the law and you can't do it, then as your attorney and your counsel, you know where I've been for year after year after year. All right? Now, that's it. And if that's too conservative for some, then you have to build your own more radical movement. If you think you can beat what I'm saying and you think you can beat the advice I'm giving you and you're tougher and bolder and badder, then I want you to go out there. Don't keep worrying about what I'm doing. I'm not talking to you, Sha. I'm talking to those who know I'm talking to. Don't be worried about what I'm trying to do. Then you go on out there and be bigger and bolder and do what you're going to do and see if you can get away with it. But I doubt if you can, and the current case at hand bears witness. We got to also tighten it down, Brother Shaw. We have to, again, tighten it down in our own lives and even with our own wives.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Our own lives and wives, because the enemy is sneaky and connives. And right now, again, you know, we got young Brother Hannibal. We love Hannibal. I mean, Hannibal hurt me. I saw Brother Hannibal and was with him for a while and to see his strength and mature. And I want to let y'all know, Hannibal's doing well, man. I love Hannibal. But I'm worried like hell about Hannibal. I'm worried as hell that he's going to spend years in jail. And I don't think they necessarily going to be harder on him because he in the was in the Panther Party or in or heavily affiliated with the Panther Party. But shit, they go on these computers like anybody else. They know who you are. I'm just saying, one way or the other, we can't lose all our men. We don't lose all our men. We ain't got nothing to fight with. What the hell we gonna fight with, losing all our men? Michelle Williams, she's facing all kind of jail time. We need her out here on these streets. She's strong. She's bold. But hell, she's going to jail. Hashim Zin, but he's facing trial. He ain't free. Enemy ain't holding them papers up there and keep holding them for nothing. They know who he is. This is real. A few more goddamn dominoes fall here. This shit over. Pardon my language. Now, y'all better get serious. You can get happy. I'm giving you good news and all that, but you better take this real serious in this hour. Take these instructions serious. Now, I don't want nobody out there going beyond what we call constitutional or white law or state law, because there's enough in there that the Tea Party going by, that the Tea Party going by, and all these cats going by, and they strong as hell, and they going by white law, whatever they doing in all these states across America. That it should be strong enough for you. You can build your Black National Rifle Association, all of that. Just do it according to white law right now while the white man is in power.
Makes perfect sense.
However many more days that is. Let's go to the phone line.
All right, Brother Shaw, thank you so much for your question. Next caller is area code 215-982. 215-982. You're on live with the national chairman. Please give us your
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power national spokesman and Black Power chairman. And I'm Haruka Hootie, man, Philadelphia. And my brother, man, our brother, King Samir Shabazz, man, is in the belly of the beast, you know. And I'm one that right now I want to put out a call to all the underground, right, all the ones that saying that they below the radar, that they training, and that they know how to go out and they know how to do the things that need to be done in order to build a Black nation. In order to build a Black nation, we got to keep the new Black Panther Party alive, pushing the information out to the people, helping the people, and doing the things, the 10-point program that we have. We need you right now. We need finance. Right, we need finance. We need us to go out and to do the things that we need to do. It's a good day to slap a cracker. You know, it's a good day to put a cracker in your trunk. You know, and hold.
I'm gonna hold your ass right there because that's part of the problem. As much as I love you and I honor you and respect you, you're gonna have to go by my strategy here. Because that goddamn strategy is part of the reason I got a problem right now. You're talking that talk, and then if you get arrested tomorrow, your goddamn prosecutor is going to run this tape back. Here's Jerry Jackson talking about who we're going to slap and put in his trunk. And you're making your case harder. So as much as that sound good, it's bad strategy. Now, I love you, man, but no, not this time. I got a man down right now, and all they doing is running back his tapes and going on his public Facebook page and taking his quotes and going on the internet and getting all his quotes, and they're getting ready to run that shit like the Million Samir March. How the hell you think we're going to get a jury here, mostly damn white jury, in New York? And hearing this stuff, coming before a jury, coming before a judge who's going to decide this search and seizure, and they got to go and hear all this. Prosecutor already then got started with that. He's a hate group already in the newspapers. Mr. Kill Whitey. Shit don't make no sense, man. That's a good day to get some sense in your goddamn head. Get warm, man. I love you, man, but I'm going to tell all y'all this. This shit is real, man. And before all y'all fall like dominoes, I'm going to be a good brother and a father to you and give you the right way to go. Watch what you're saying and say less than what you think. white man is not out here telling you everything he thinks about you. He's in his mind calling you every nigga in the book. He ain't coming out here saying that. He's got a strategy to keep you under. He know he's working to take you out. He ain't telling you. He's just really taking your ass out. And you up here talking. You're just talking and running your mouth too much. And we're going to lose this battle. We're trying to win, man. And I was discipline this goddamn squad, or I'll give it up. Because I love y'all too much to see you just continue to kill yourself. Now, you're right, man. It's a good day to get Samir the hell out of jail, Jerry, Peru. It's a good day for us to go to PayPal.com and enter the transfer to his legal counsel and use the email attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com on PayPal.com, attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com. is the email you need to use, and we need to bail this man out. We need to come up tonight with some thousands to help bail him out and to help bail Mikhail out. And then we got to go and raise some money for Hannibal's fundraiser for him. We got a lot of money to raise, man. And so I ain't got no more time for no more men to get captured and for their statements to be out there being ran on this radio and that. We just got to get more serious. I love you. I know where your heart is, man. My heart is where your heart, man. I couldn't imagine tell you off this radio how much my heart is with your heart, man. Straight up, man. But right now, man, I'm a general and we're at war, man. I got discipline. I don't have nobody to discipline me. I got to have some discipline myself. And if I don't put y'all under some discipline, I'm going to lose every man. Now, let's get Samir the hell out of jail, and you got a great role to fulfill in that. You his right-hand man. You know how dedicated he is. You know how much we love him. And we got to help free him and keep him out of jail for some years because we don't know what the enemy will try to do to that man behind bars. He has a wife and kids. Now, I don't give a damn what nobody say. I care about people's wives. I care about their lives. I care about their lives. Their wives and their kids. And I'm not going to throw these men into no goddamn meat grinder. Some of us may have to go down, that's true. But I'm not going to just throw you to no meat grinder like some of these other goddamn selfish leaders. I don't mind telling your ass I love you and I want to give you something to live for and not just always die for. Though some of us are going to have to do all of that to get up out of there. I love you. Let me take the next question.
Okay. Haloo, thank you for that. Next call is Eric Cole, 314-517. 314-517. You're on live with the National Chairman. Your question, your comment, please.
Peace, peace. This is Brother P, and I'm here with the Chairman from L.A., Brother Mike, founder of PantherWear, and we've been listening in. You really answered my question, which was how to donate, and it was PayPal attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com. So I appreciate that information. That's good. I want to put that out. But I've been putting in work. The other day I went out and got some shirts out and took some pictures with some battle rappers and stuff. I went to a URL battle down here, and I was there at Sylvia's as well at the meeting that last Thursday, and I've just been sitting back and watching and doing what I can, you know.
Yes,
and,
sir.
You know.
Well, let me say this. Go ahead. You complete your sentence, brother. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
No, I was just saying, I was with Samir that day and the day before, you know, and we had a talk, you know. I've been on a journey in my life, you know. I'm up here in Harlem, but I'm new, you know what I'm saying, to Harlem and everything. But you know, he said, Samir said, you need to be down with something because the struggle is real. You know, we go through this every day. And, you know, this journey and me bumping into them and everything, how everything happened was just God, you know what I'm saying? And I know I'm in the right spot and I know I'm headed in the right direction, you know, but who knows where, you know, it's going to lead. But the struggle is real and all of our people need to be with somebody. You know, it don't matter. You know, I had communications with New Covenant, you know, before, you know, last year, you know, so if you're not with New Black Panther Party or a new cop, you need to be with something. You know, you just said yourself, you know, start your own something.
But well, let me tell you what's happening.
I'm listening, sir.
Let's take a look at it. I'm glad you went, Sylvius, last Thursday, because we're going to put the video out. I want us to be on a positive. I want us to be serious, be very serious. But we want to come out of this meeting on the incline and not the decline. This radio broadcast tonight. There is a movement that we are building and developing all over America, and particularly in New York right now. And we have a political theory. And our theory is, as New York goes, so goes the black nation. And that if we can make New York right and get the black nationalist Pan-Africanist movement in New York right, it will have a triple down and a ripple effect all over America and all over the world. And so, yes, New Covenant and Brother Polite and those who are the true followers of Dr. Malachi York, and to carry on his true legacy, and are doing good teaching and programs. New Covenant, yeah, those are our homies. You say, I thought you were going to be debating Brother Polite in August. Yeah, I do have a straight-up debate with Polite. And it may not be all Polite come August. But I got to tell you straight up, man, I love New Covenant. I love Brother Polite. I love what he's trying to do for our people. And even if we get through debating theories on that in August, by September 7th, Polite is going to be on that platform for the Million Youth March, and the New Covenant going to be on that platform, man, because we got love for them and we got love for us. What am I saying to you, brother? That with Peacekeepers, New Covenant, Nation of Islam, and the other nationalist movements in New York, we are all calling everybody to band together. We're calling for a united front around the Million Youth March and the Black Family Convention. And what we're saying here from New Black Panther Party and from Black Lawyers for Justice is that we will share the platform, share the momentum, share the everything that we're doing. We'll share it with our brothers and our sisters. We'll share it with other black organizations because we need a united front. And so, and for those that are starting new organizations and all of that, we want to talk with you. If you help us build this Million Youth March and Black Family Convention on its 15-year anniversary, we will share everything with you because we want for our brothers and sisters what we want for ourselves. I do want to say on Monday, July 1st, at 6:30 sharp, we want everybody at Sylvia's. On Monday, July 1st at 6:30, join me, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Dr. Leonard Jeffries, join all of us. City Councilman Charles Barrett, many youth leaders from New York and New Jersey, everybody is coming together for a Free King Samir Million Youth March Defense Rally. Free King Samir Million Youth March Defense Rally on Sylvia's Restaurant at 6:30 on Monday, July 1st. That is at 328 Malcolm X Boulevard, 328 Malcolm X Boulevard in Harlem, New York, or it is 126th Street and Lenox, really 126th and Malcolm X, Sylvia's world famous. We be doing it first class up in there. You come out Monday, July 1st. I want to publicly thank you for your question, brother. I want to see you back, and I want you to help us to build this movement, which is going to have a change. It ain't no damn event. I don't want you to even get started with that crap right now. You insult me. Some of you have emailed me that you're nitpicking with me, knowing that you should be helping, talking about, well, we don't believe in no events. You know damn well that we are permanent 24-hour, every day, every week, all year-round activists and organizers. Whatever mobilization we do, it's only for further organization. So don't even try that on us, like we just have stuff and run. We on this 24/7, so don't start with me with that crap that I see you coming with, criticizing the march as no single damn event, and you know we live, eat, sleep, and breathe this 24/7, and you need to get with us and stop goddamn hating, because this could help you way more than it could help us. Now, Monday, straight out, Monday, July 1st, We want everybody at Sylvia so we can raise some bail money. And right now we need PayPal donations to raise some bail money for King Samir. I get off this line, I'll be on the line with Jacksonville and with Florida tonight so we can go over plans for a fundraiser in Jacksonville to get Mikhail out and to get him all the way out. Once they get you behind them bars, they start throwing the book at you once they find out who you are. So try to stay out of that stuff. You just got to understand that once they get you, they're going to figure out who you are and they're going to hold you. And now you're going, I can't be doing this all summer, running around trying to get money and raise money. I'm trying to build this march, not raise money and bail people out of jail and tie up all our finances. That's what they did to the Black Panther Party of the 60s, always fighting arrests and fighting cases. Pretty soon you drain your resources, your money, your programs go down, and therefore the Black Panther Party went out of existence. You're not going that route. Now, I want to thank New York City for stepping up. I want to thank Shahid, Brother Shahid in Harlem, for really doing a hell of a job helping us on the legal end, helping us on the investigative end, helping us on the political end, helping us with everything. I want to give Shahid a strong black hand, and I want to give New York City a strong hand. I want to give Khadijah, Hannibal's mom, who's suffering in this hour, I want to give her a strong hand for being loyal and dedicated, even while her son is facing some serious stuff. I want to give her a strong hand. I want to give Brother Elijah a strong hand. I want to give all of those that stick with us through thick and thin and don't be punking out. I want to give Yan Oba, and I want to give all of New York a strong hand. The Holy Quran say, when Allah's help come, victory is nigh. Victory right around the corner. I want to thank Shah from Queens. Victory right around the corner, New York. Hold on, New York. Munch, drive everybody. Use every text, contact, social network. Tweet the hell out of it. Monday at Sylvia's in New York on 126 at Malcolm X Boulevard or 126 in Lenox. Everybody in the house to free King Samir and to defend the Million Youth March. Dr. Leonard Jeffries, Charles Barron, and I will be there. So thank you, New York. I appreciate you. And thank you for backup from Newark, New Jersey. Whatever benefit New York, it's going to have a trickle-down effect on Newark. So let's get going. Let me take another call. I appreciate you calling. Let me take another call.
Okay, caller, thank you so much. The next call, your area code is 347-287. You're on live. Your question, your comment, Black Power. Calling 347-287. You with us?
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
All right, you got a question, my dear brother?
Yeah, this brother Shahid is not really a question. It's just a statement. I need everybody in New York at their courthouse on Wednesday morning for our brother King Smith. We must keep their courtroom flooded.
Okay, let's understand this. I think what he's saying is, now I don't know if, I hate to do this over the air, but it might be wise to do it over the air. Are you sure he's going to be appearing on Wednesday? Because he's not going to be testifying before no grand jury. That is not happening. I don't even know if King Samir is going to be brought out. So before we say that publicly and call everybody to the courthouse on Wednesday, that we don't have to be calling them on many times to the courthouse, me and you may need to check Shahid
okay.
to see, because he may not even come out, because he will not be testifying and opening his mouth. And he's done a good job of keeping his mouth closed, which is not the same case in all our men locked up. Some of our men have totally violated their goddamn training and went out here and made statements and signed statements and done goddamn confessions and done some shit that is unholy to Panther legal law. And legal law is just unholy to all our training, everything. Insane. And I know King Samir ain't doing that. And he's not going to be testifying. So just let me and you go over that. But you are right. But in general, brother, I have to thank you personally and publicly because you, as a legal investigator, as a good pastor, as a good man, have shown me that in a crisis, that you're the goddamn man. That when it comes to a crisis, that you can be counted on in a crisis. And if you can be counted on in crisis, that's a sign of good character. Go right ahead, brother, and say what else you have to say.
That's just about it. I just want to thank all our comrades for showing the support for the press conference and for coming out. And we want, as everybody in New York, we want to start hitting the field. I don't see nobody in the streets. We got to start hitting the streets with these buckets. We got to raise money. Not only for Brother Case of Mayor, but for this movement.
Well, tell us about July 1st. Tell us about July 1st.
July 1st, we want Ben Sylvia.
All right, and this is what we need to do to help you. Straight up, everybody here that's with us need to be at the – we want everybody that's with us to come to the Juice Bar Saturday at 11 a.m. and meet Shahid at 11 a.m. If you're down with what we're doing and you want to help us, come give Shahid a help and a hand Saturday at 11, as he's going to be pushing to finally push this event over the top, pushing for the Million Youth March, pushing for the security. Don't make him push by himself. You meet him at the Juice Bar Saturday at 11 a.m. That's on 125th Street near Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard. If you want to be down with us, huh?
At between 5th and Madison.
5th and Madison. Well, 5th Avenue, which is Madison, off 125th, on 125th Street. It's on 125th Street. Meet Shahid, our organizer in Harlem, Saturday at 11 a.m. That's what we want to do for him. We don't want to talk about it. We want to be about it. We got lots of work to do. Shahid, check IDs at the door, because based on this announcement, anybody may come in, God or the devil.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, and I love you, black man, and I respect you. All right.
Love
Let's
you,
go
God.
To the next
no
call.
All right. Thank you so much. Next caller here, area code 347-218. 347-218. You're on live with our national chairman. Give us your question, your comment, Black Power.
Black Power, this is Brother Supreme from Queens, New York.
New York.
Yes. This is Brother Supreme, man. I'm definitely pushing that agenda for the Million Youth March and file. Kingston, man, we got to get him out. We have to get him out, man. That brother, I love that brother. I did some work with him, and wow, you know, when I heard it, I was like, wow, like I just can't. It was just hard for me to believe, you know what I'm saying? Because he got captured, and I wasn't there to protect him, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of my fault, too. You know, I was at work when the situation took place. So I wasn't there to protect him. So he was captured by these devils. So, you know, it's a thing like that. We got to work on that. And the Million Youth March, definitely, we're going to push that agenda. And Shahid, if you're on the phone line, I'm going to give you a call after this call. I'm going to meet you at the Juice Bar, and we're going to get this popping. Black Power.
All right. Supreme, you got the right spirit, black man. You have the right spirit, and I appreciate you. And you know well about stop and frisk. I got your case on my desk, too, and we're going to deal with your case as well, sir. And so you well know what happened to King Samir, and you know how these New York police officers are totally violating the Constitution and the Fourth Amendment, just patting and frisking black men, you know. And really, to be honest, you should be able to carry. If you're trained, you should be able to carry a firearm in New York. I mean, they only doing this in urban black areas. But where whites dominate, they are legally packing. And so I don't want to have a lot of, I don't want people to get scared, or mothers and others, about whatever, guns on the streets and all that. But I'm serious. I mean, somebody that's well-trained and qualified and has a license and is doing security for important security reasons should be able to legally have a firearm. That's a constitutional issue. New York law, as far as I'm concerned, the whole damn firearm law is unconstitutional. It's been overturned in great measure in Washington, D.C., and some research is coming forth soon to see how to challenge it in New York. Yes, that's what I'm saying. The new Black Panther Party may challenge the constitutionality of the gun laws in New York, and in other areas, you know. And I wish our people would make it easier on us to do something like that by stop killing each other. Then we could do something like that and get public support. But, you know, the social circumstances don't always allow us to do it with the backing of the public because, unfortunately, of the amount of black-on-black killing. Nevertheless, I mean, we should legally and constitutionally be able to have armed security in any state in America. Another subject for another time. Appreciate you, Supreme. You come out, man. This is your time for your divine destiny. And there's no reason, there's a reason, pardon me, that you are with us. All right, next caller.
Next caller, 973-210. 973-210. You're on live Black Power Radio. Your question, your comment. Welcome.
Black Power.
Hey, Black Power, who's this?
This is Brother Bilal.
Bilal, yes, sir. All the East region. It's East. It's a New York, upper New Jersey thing tonight. I can tell the work in New York paying off. All right.
Well, they can make a comment. First of all, I'm glad to, you know, to hear you up here. And Sean, I'm proud of how you holding it down. First thing I'd like to say that I'm definitely proud of the combat, how they're moving out in New York. That was helping me on the investigation. The second thing is that, you know, I'm in close in contact with King Tamir's wife. And I'm saying this to the listeners on the radio that this man is on the front line every day of his life for us. And his wife, his children, his mother, he's truly missing him. I think it's the time that we need to step up and show out how much you say you love this man. You hug him, you shake his hand, you give him a Black Power fist. But this is the time that we need the Black Power green to get this brother out. And that's all I have to say. You know, and I love the brother, and I miss him. And I'm holding it down for him. A lot of work, but I'm holding it down for him, sir.
All right. Well, it's a test for you as well, sir. And so, again, it's www.paypal.com. And for his legal help and with his bail, it's attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com is the email you use. attorney.shabazz@yahoo.com. George Zimmerman is on trial. George Zimmerman is on trial. And the new Black Panther Party is nowhere to be found. Can't you see how it all play out? They got Mikhail Muhammad. We got an all-white female jury. And you got my main man, my man I work my moves with, Mikhail Muhammad, locked down. And even if he was out on bail, he couldn't do a damn thing because he'd be out on bail and they would be on his neck. Can't you see what a blow this is? Y'all don't even know what we had planned. We had rallies every day scheduled for the front of the courthouse. We were going to fire that town up. I don't even feel like there was no way they had the audacity to pick an all-white female jury. If the plans that I had and we had on the drawing board would have been able to be carried out. But they got our main man, everything now focused and frozen in the area. Took out our main general in a whole sector. And all one white woman got to do on this jury is feel sorry for George Zimmerman. And you will not have no conviction. This is this stuff is serious, man. This situation is serious, y'all. It's affecting justice. It's affecting Trayvon. It's affecting whether criminals go free or not. It's affecting the race issue, the battle between black liberation and freedom, justice, equality, and white supremacy. Our very actions and cases are affecting all of that. It's really true sometimes that if we don't do it, ain't nobody going to do it. That's our tradition. If we didn't step in there to Jasper, Texas like we did in 98, wasn't nobody going to do it. we didn't put out that so-called bounty on Zimmerman earlier that year, whoever did it, with nobody had done it. He writes to this day, his lawyers use evidence in court to this day to show what kind of pressure his ass was under. But they captured our man, and now Zimmerman breathes easier. If you don't think this is real, then you believe in a mystery God, and you should get off this phone line. Because everything is real here on Black Power Radio and in this new Black Panther Party. And if I tell you that the enemy is after you and watch your step because he's going to capture you, don't play like you know more than me because your ass will get captured. Let's go to the next question.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that last question. You're calling now. Your number is area code 504. 432-504-432. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. Give us your question or comment, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. Brother Malik, this is a question. This is a question for you. How do you, anyone that's in a revolutionary movement, how do they do the revolutionary work and not shoot themselves in the foot, like get in trouble and everything?
Well, it's impossible not to get in trouble. And I will never give you no warranty or no insurance policy, my dear beloved brother, that you won't get in trouble. Because if that, then you're not really in the revolution if you're not in some kind of trouble. Nation of Islam could be a good example in this case. Nation of Islam say don't carry no guns, don't carry no weapons, and on a certain level carry out certain policies that could be considered conservative, yet the message is radical. And that message alone gets you in trouble. No matter how much you tell a white man we don't carry weapons and we don't carry guns and we're not going to carry as much as a penknife and this and that, Louis Farrakhan is still in trouble with the white man. He's still in trouble with the ADL. He's still in trouble with the government of America because the real power is in the ideas. The real power is in the truth. The real power is in the words. Now, you need defense and security and arms to back all that up. But all you got to do is look at history to know where the real threat is. The real threat is in your ideas and your program and your position and in the sway of the thinking. The Bible says the battle is for the minds and the hearts of the people. And so what am I saying, brother? It's impossible not to get in trouble. But don't make way. But it's impossible. You know what you're doing? It's impossible not to get in more trouble. Hold one second. Shall I take over for one second? I'm in a vehicle.
All right, Black Power.
John, are you there? Give me 1 minute. You step right in. I want to give you a good answer on that point. What I'm trying to tell you is that don't make more trouble for yourself than you need to. See, if you come in the new Black Panther Party, you're already going to be in trouble. You can smile and be as nice as you want to. You're going to be in trouble. Because these ideas are contrary to the rule of white people over black people in America. We're talking about changing the social order. We're talking about changing things, man. That's not in the plan of the government. Don't care how nice you are. Don't care how we talk about million youth marching and sort of betterment of our youth, betterment of our kids, owning our own stores and communities and economy. You're not going to sit back and clap for that. No, I'm thinking you're in trouble. As nice as Jesus was, he was in trouble with the Roman authorities. As kind as he was, as loving as he was, y'all portray him with the bleeding heart. He was all that, but yet he was big-time enemy to the so-called Jews and big-time enemy to the Roman government. So what I'm saying, black man, this is the place for trouble, but it's the place for righteous trouble. You got to put on the armor of God. You got to have some legal defense, legal protection. You got to have some legal knowledge. You got to follow some guidance. You got to get some good teaching, some good leadership, which is definitely out here. and you can be successful, man, even in the midst of your enemy, as is written in Psalms in the 23rd chapter, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures and leadeth me beside the still waters. But you got to understand what that means, black man. It means that in the midst of your enemies, that if you got a God that's backing you, and you can't get a God that's backing you unless you follow some of the laws of Mayat and some of the laws of God so you can qualify for the backing of God, you and me may not be perfect, but we can get God's backing by going by his instructions. Especially when you got good roadmap from Elijah and Garvey and Khalid Muhammad and Farrakhan. Okay? So the Lord is my shepherd, my brothers. This is how you deal with your enemy. We're in the midst of an enemy. We're like the children of, we're like Daniel and the Hebrew boys in a modern Babylon. We're like the Israelites. We're here, we're dominated by our outside population. We're dominated by another group here, and we're trying to get free, and we got a dangerous truth in our mouth, and we got to get out of the lion's mouth. And we got to deliver our people from the mouth of the whale or the mouth of a shark or out of the mouth of a beast, as the scripture teaches. So again, just to conclude, my brother, the scripture says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Some of y'all may not agree with me in my way. But I'm going to tell you this, if you do it my way, you'd be rolling like me. Now, I'm a hated man. You can talk all that stuff you want to, but when you Google my name, I'm up there as one of the top most hated men in America. I'm right there with Khalid Muhammad and Farrakhan and all of them. I'm at the top. And they say, and it's a lie, but they say I'm the leader of the largest hate group in America. And that's a damn lie, and really insulted by that. But on another hand, it's an honor, but you damn sure, however you feel about it, it does mean that I have enemies. But how come I'm rolling? How come when it comes down to making these moves we're about to make and making these moves happen, this bail money happen, at the end of the day, Attorney Shabazz can make it happen. At the end of the day, I can back it up with what I can back it up with some green, some of them green pastures that the scripture's talking about. I can back up what I'm talking about with goddamn cash money. And most of these revolutionaries that's talking stuff ain't got a dime coming out their pocket. But I'm hated, yet I'm still rolling. I still got means. I still got resources. That means I must have some guidance. I must have a shepherd. I must be a certain kind of sheep, and I must have some kind of shepherd. And so when I'm telling you this, I'm not making nothing more out of myself than I'm sure, but I'm telling you, if you just follow my advice as your attorney, as your guidance counselor in the movement, and as your lawyer, you're going to make it, and you're going to have less trouble. You may be in trouble, but you won't even feel it. I'm in trouble right now, but I don't even feel it because I've been given a certain guidance. I got all the wisdom from Khalid Muhammad, all of his successes, and even how the enemy was able to take him down. I got all that to study, Malcolm's history to study, Farrakhan's history to study. Got all these histories to study. That's guidance. That's the history that is written from God that is guidance. We got the answers to the test before the test even written. We got the BLA history. We got Huey Newton history. We got Huey Newton Eldridge split history. We got all these histories. I'm here to tell y'all that we can make it. I don't want nobody to give up on this phone line tonight. I don't want nobody to get scared. I don't want nobody to run. All I want y'all to say is the Lord is my shepherd. Amen-Ra is my shepherd. Allah God is my shepherd, and I shall not want. plenty of green pastures around here. We're going to come out of this successful. We're going to come out of here holding the teaching down. Look at Elijah Muhammad. He called a white man the devil straight out for 40-some-odd years, and he lied down in green pasture, and the nation of Islam grew mightily. Marcus Garvey, before he sabotaged, taught a tough teaching on his enemy, but he lied down in green pastures. Before our father was derailed, he rolled a Rolls Royce. He lies down in green pastures. Louis Farrakhan may be a hated man, but goddammit, he lies down in green pastures. And he leads us beside the still waters, meaning that he leads us beside a certain level of wisdom that don't make us nervous. Still water mean the wisdom. Water is the wisdom, but it's a still water. It's not a flood. It's not a rapid running water. It's a still water. It's calm and cool, like the coolness of water on your brain. And even though the enemy all around you trying to take us out, if you have that kind of guidance and confidence in the plan that God has given us, he's going to bless us in the midst of our enemies and give us a wisdom that's going to have us smiling and looking real good while our enemy is crumbled and destroyed. All right. I don't want to get too religious here, man, but really that's about how it is for us, man. It's about God's guidance. And it's really not about Malik Zulu Shabazz or any of the other figures our name, man. It's about the black God. It's about the God in us, the God consciousness in us. It's about holding on to the God within. And we are going to make it in this hour. I'll take the next question.
Okay, brother, thank you so much for your call. Next call, your area code is 252-762. 252-762, you're on live with Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Give us your questions, leave a comment, Black Power.
Black Power, this is King Tom, your wife.
Hey,
Black Power, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that's helping, and thank you to the chairman. The family appreciates everything everybody's doing. I want to say all praise is due to Allah.
All right. Sister Renee.
Yes.
I want y'all to on the line right now. It's King Samir's wife, Sister Renee. And you know, she must be going through something right about now with her man on lockdown and knowing her man is a hated man. It ain't just like the average man locked down on a weapons charge. It's King Samir. And so we're with her and we're with the family and we're going to help his family to make it. That's one of our reasons for being at Sylvia's on July 1st. Support his queen, support his family in this time of need. All right? So be strong, black woman, and we're going to make it. And King Samir is going to be a stronger man because of it. And you're going to be a stronger black woman. You're going to be a stronger black woman because of it. Okay?
Hey, Powell.
All right. Appreciate you, Black Powell.
Black Powell.
Mm-hmm. Let's take another call.
I'm sorry, but gentlemen, what did you say?
I'll say you continue on, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, Sister Renee, for your call. We wish you, we love you. Next caller here, area code 562-607. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Your question or comment, Black Power?
Black Power, Brother Sean, Black Power, Brother Malik, Mahogany Eggs, down here in Miami. After watching everything that you guys have gone through with the MVPP, you guys persevere and you push on. And that gave me so much inspiration at one point because I was about to just give up on the Black Lives chapter down here. Because the comrades that I had after reading our whole packet on Black Riders and what we are about, they backed out of it. And it gave me so much, it really hurt me so inside that it took my spirit away. But after watching how you guys persevere after being locked down and hated on and the enemies coming after you, you still hold on and you still push on. So I'm going to push on. And out of all places at the Miami Heat Victory Parade today, I found two comrades, well, potential comrades. After talking to them, they're pretty much interested in what I have to say. I told them everything about the black, what the Black Lives are about, and they're interested, so I will be meeting with them, Wednesday. So I think I'm going to go ahead and push on with this. And I want to thank you guys for pushing that spirit back into me, because I was really about to give up.
No, Sister Mahogany, we don't want you to give up in Miami. It's just Sister Mahogany, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
how
my dear friend, I'm sorry,
me?
I had to get off the phone. I'm fine, my dear sister. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm very uplifted now after seeing, I mean, it's bad that I have to see the bad that's going on with the new Black Panther Party to give me good spirit to push on. Because after Trayvon, and they're all just saying that you're the most hated man. Really, you're the most feared man from the white man. The white man, y'all the most feared by the white man, because the white man is scared of a black planet. They're scared of beautiful black leaders coming up. They don't want to see this. So that's fear. Y'all putting fear in the white man. So I don't want to say it's hatred. That's a good thing that you're hated on. That means they know where you're. That means you're doing something good. So I want to be hated on. I want them to hate me. And I hate the new chapter down here with the Black Riders.
Well, we can do that easy. We can do that easy, my dear sister. First of all, we want to say that we love the Black Riders. We love General Taco. And we want to see the success of the Black Riders anywhere in the bounds and hills of North America. And if the new Black Panther Party can help the Black Riders to grow anywhere we can, we will. So I'm hoping, you know, I know I'll be in Miami because it's the National Bar Association, the largest group of black lawyers is having their convention there in the first week of August, and I will be in Miami, and I want to come out and do something with you in Miami. I want us to do it maybe outdoors, and I want it to be strong. We talked about there's a young brother named Black Jesus, who's one of our top artists, graphic artists in the black nation, young black Jesus, and I promised him that we would do a black-brown unity rally. Black Brown Unity Rally in Miami. Hell, I want to have a pro Castro rally in Miami, but that's another subject. I really do. Now, if you want to be hated, you try that. But a black brown unity rally, and maybe it's something that the new Black Panther Party, the Black Riders, and some other oppressed people can work on together in Miami. And so we can begin laying the plans for that now, sister. I will help guide and advise you. We got people all throughout Florida. Need a good reason to come to Miami. I want to be in Miami. I want to help you build up some out of Miami. You know why? Because I want to come down there and teach as often as possible. Because I need to get away to a sunny state. I'm from California. I'm a sunny state man. So I want to make the Riders grow in Miami, the Panthers grow in Miami, all of that, so I can do what? Be in Miami.
That's right. All right? That's right.
All right, okay. And I appreciate you and respect you also. So, look, we're going to set a date. I think we need to set the first Saturday in August in Miami. And let's get the park we want to be at and get the details straight. We get some propaganda going, some radio going, and we'll do the thing. We can start advertising as soon as possible, okay?
Okay, I got the perfect perk in my mind already. Go Heat.
You just inbox me on Facebook, and let's go ahead and just get that thing going.
Okay.
All right?
I will.
And so I want to say that. Appreciate you, Queen, and that call illustrates three clear points. Number one, it illustrates the point that if some of y'all want action in the black nation, it's not just about New York. It's about the whole country. Though our focus is on New York, we still, at the same old time, simultaneously, I can give out advice, help, and guidance all over America. That's another reason why they own us, because we're national and international. And so you just call. You text 240. If you want to be down with this and can pass the smell test, 240 is the number, 240-464-1520, 240-464-1520. You text my assistant, Brother Minister Imam Akbar. Yes, he's back. Imam Akbar, if you want to join this movement, and he and Minister Sean Kwali will get right back with you. Go to newblackpanther.org, go to our website and sign up. get in touch with Minister Sean Quali and Minister Akbar and just join our movement. And we will tell you and help you to make it happen in our community. We will help you make it happen. We got advisors with collectively hundreds of years of experience. All right? And we can lock in with you. See, the Black Riders is a group that's not hating on the new Black Panther Party like some of these other groups coming up. If y'all would stop hating, we could help you. Y'all so silly. The Black Riders got some things now we want to share with y'all. They do great street police patrols, as they do in Oakland, California. They are setting some of the model examples. In the year 2013, the Black Riders Liberation Party, that other new generation of Panthers. All right, we're going to get back into that soon. Taco will be back soon on the radio. We're talking about a united front. We're talking about the Million Youth March. We're saying that you will hear from General Taco in New York City, Saturday, September 7th, in New York. And the Black Riders will be in New York at this Million Youth March. And damn it, we need them. Put them on the bus now. If they can't fly, send them to New York now. Man, we need backup. We got places for y'all to stay right now. I'm gonna say this on the radio. Damn it, all Panthers that ain't employed, I need you in New York. If you ain't got a job, I got a job for you in New York. I got T-shirts for you in New York. I got Mike in New York right now on the our president from Pantherwear, Inc., and shirts we need sold all over New York. We got places in Brooklyn and other places that we can house you at in New York. We need political reinforcements in New York. Don't some of you want to be in New York? Come to New York. We got product for you to sell and a march for you to push. Come up out of Texas. Come out of Florida. Come out of these cities right now. They took one man who was worth 20 men or 50 men from me. And we're going to get him out. But goddammit, let's put 50 men that's strong enough to represent 200 men in New York right now. Now is the time to take a bite out of the Big Apple. So get in touch with Akbar or Sean if you're a registered member of this party and you want to do a tour of duty over the next 2 months in New York pushing this most important Million Youth March. Please get in touch with us right now. All hands on deck in New York. But if you want to join the party, let us know. If you want to rally and get this movement going in your city right now, let us know. They're taking one of our men. Now we're going to take some brothers and sisters out of the grave. They put one behind bars. Now we need to go get 1,000 out of the grave and put them in the ranks of our organization. That's how we fight back. Everyone they take from us, Brother Haru, we go and recruit some more. Get these niggas out of the grave. Get the nigga out of the trunk. That's the trunk you need to focus on. Get these niggas out the grave. We can't do nothing against this system of white supremacy until we get some more dead people out of the grave and get them up here fight. We need 10,000 men right now. 10,000. Shit. Let's go to the next phone line. Call, please.
Yes, sir. Mahadi, thank you so much for your call. We love the Black Riders. Peace to General Taco. Next caller is area code 813-401. You're on live with Black Power Radio.
We need Mike to come on, too. I want Mike. I'm sorry, I cut you off. I couldn't hear. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Area code 813-401. You're on live. Black Power.
All power to the people. Black Power. Brother Sean Quali.
Hey.
Black Power.
All right now. I just want to say to anyone that's on this call right now that does not understand that the black man is under attack for standing for something, I concur, I agree, I amen, I dance, and I shout in agreement with what our national chairman has stated on this line tonight. You don't belong here. If you are not ready to stand for something and you want to keep falling for something, this is not the party, the organization, the chapter, the leadership that you need to be under right now. because we are under attack. Myself, my comrade, Brother Michael Muhammad, my comrade, Minister King Shamir, we stood boldly down in Sanford, Brother Michael and I and other members of the Jacksonville, Orlando, and Tampa chapter, and stood for something. And now we are all under attack. Just like I told them white tail faces, if I have to go down, I'm going down with a fight in me. Don't any of you be fooled. Do you hear me? Don't any of you be fooled by what the internet is telling you, saying that I apologize, because it's a lie. Go and watch the 48-minute video. Not one mumbling word came out of my mouth. I said the words. I stand behind the words. I mean the words. Everything that has been happening to us, it is now going to be reversed, and it has been something that has been long overdue. The black child is now under attack. You have governors and senators and congresspeople up in Ohio saying now that they don't want little black girls coming to school with Afro puff or braids in their hair, because they want them to look like Jenny and Tiffany and Jessica with straight perm hair. They are trying to take everything away from us. If we don't get a hold and get a grip on what's going on to us right now and what's happening in society, we shall remain under attack, and soon we're going to start having black schools in all white schools, just as they're still doing segregation up in Atlanta, up in a small town in Georgia right now. The black kids can't go to the prom with the white kids. They can't go to homecoming with the white kids. And not enough noise is being made about that. The black child is under attack, being killed. Everything that's happening to us, we have to remember the oppressors that have done this type of thing to us. But we have to take a sense of responsibility also, because we still have the chains on our mind. We're still in a mental bondage. We're still in grave clothes, just as Lazarus. And just like the chairman said, it's time for us to rise up right now. If you don't understand what he was citing from the 23rd division of the Psalms, you better go and do your research. You better go and do your research. Because let me tell you something. These pale faces will prepare the best table of injustices that they can bring to you. They will prepare a table. You hear me? A table in the presence of your enemies. But if you stand still and know and come up under his leadership and come up under his guidance, he's never going to leave us and he's not going to forsake us. Minister, I agree with what you said. I'm in a fight right now. I go back to court August the 2nd. We're working some things right now. Sister Lynn Blackman and myself, we're working some things right now. I talked to the bondsman today about getting Brother Michael out of jail. He's not finna sit in there. That's my comrade. When I needed him, he was here. When he needed me, I was there. And that's the way we should be. Everybody in New York needs to be up there. They need to be stomping. I need to be feeling y'all power all the way down here in Florida, and that's what's wrong. These white folks know what they were doing. They stopped me. They got me on house arrest. They got Michael locked up. They got King Shamir locked up because they know we were the forefront runners against this pale face that killed that little black innocent child.
Well, that's how it is, sister. Now, let's get clear on Mikhail's next court date. He has a hearing. He comes to court. When is his next court date? Where is James Muhammad? Is he on the line? Sean?
Don't see him, sir.
When is his court date? Do you know, ma'am?
I'm unaware.
Hold one second. Let me read my text for a minute. Mikhail is in court on the 26th on Wednesday. That's what I'm seeing. Hold one second. Let me read my text. Somebody will call in and let us know. Call in. Tell us from 9:04. Correct me if I'm wrong. And he's in court Wednesday at 9 a.m. in Jacksonville. And I need the address.
Yes,
so
sir.
That we can get the actual facts. You got somebody?
So Lynn Blackman texted in and said it was the 26th. We're waiting on the address, though.
It is the 26th. So everybody in Jacksonville, give out James Muhammad number, can you? Let's give out James Muhammad. If you can give that out, everybody's going to call this 904 number. Can you give that out, Charlie?
Trying to find his number here, sir.
Hold on, let me get it for you.
I don't have James Muhammad.
You there?
Yes, sir. We're here.
904-613-0729. You there? 904-613-0729. I'm out here out west right now, actually with my brother and some of his people out here in L.A., only for a hot minute, though, and then I'll be right back to help get the West Coast going. But I am out here for a hot minute with my brother and his people, so I'm happy to be here. My sister in Jacksonville, hold on. We know that it's tough times, especially with Zimmerman on trial and Mikhail on lockdown, but we just have to get Mikhail out and try to regroup and keep fighting for our people in the state. And see what happens with Zimmerman in this case. You know, I wish we could be there to help fight for Trayvon, but we just don't have the we don't have it right now with our lead man locked down. Although I'm gonna have a talk with Jacksonville tonight in hell with Kojo and James Muhammad and others. We may not be out of it altogether. I see James Muhammad calling me, but he needs to call the line. Hold one second. Hello? Sean?
Yes, sir. You still on the air?
James Muhammad reports that he's been in queue the whole time with his hand up, so I told him call back in. And we get him in, okay? But anyway, right now we still got 15 minutes, so let's go to another call, and James Muhammad can help. We wrap it. We want to make a general point, though, that we got a lot of love for King Samir, but we got just as much love for Mikhail Muhammad. We got just as much love for Hannibal. We even got just as much love for Michelle Williams. But each of their cases have and we got as much love for Hashim and Zynga, who still has a trial date. But each of their cases have a different set of facts and on a different legal posture and are in a different party posture that make us have to deal with them differently. And I can't tell you no more than that. Guess I betray all of their client confidentiality. And if I'm all of their lawyers, I know what is can be told about their cases and what doesn't to violate their confidentiality. So whichever way we handle it, you just got to trust the way we handle it is the best way. And read between the lines when you listen to this broadcast. Is Muhammad in?
He's trying to find him. Let me see if this is him now. Area code 904-768. Is this James Muhammad?
Yes, sir.
All right. Peace, brother.
All praises due to Allah, brother. I've been in the queue since we started at 8 o'clock. All praises due to Allah.
All right, you're
the number.
Tell us about Mikhail's court date and what are the plans for Jacksonville.
We just fired up here because I've been on the phone texting, communicating with people. So at 11 o'clock tonight, we're going to be ready. But we're ready and mobilizing. I need to get Michelle. I need to get the sister down there. Mahogany, all those folks that can help raise this money to get our brother out. Where we are at this point, Mikhail goes into court on Wednesday. Okay? He'll go into Wednesday at 9 o'clock. He has a public defender. He would not have a public defender if we can raise $5,000. Now, I'm going to say, I've sat my ass in court for several days and watched. When you got a public defender, you might as well just plan to go to jail. I'm just telling you, I've never seen any. I don't even practice law, and I can do better than what I've seen the public defenders do. So that's the first
part. All right, well, let's stop right there then. That's the first time I've heard a specific demand out of Jacksonville. So I will say this, because up to this point I've heard that all of the private black counsel that we could hire, that they wasn't the one to go with. That was just up to last night where we said that the other attorneys that were private attorneys were not, I don't know. I'm going to put it like this, because, goddamn it, I'll just have to co-counsel and try the goddamn case myself. But I will tell you this. If that's the verdict in this hour, that he needs $5,000. Well, that means we can, whoever's, if he says $5,000, then this attorney going to get to work for, going to get started on $2,000.
Yes.
And we can get that in a flash. And so we need, all you need to do is tell us where the event is going to be, where the people gather. So everybody that, who love Mikhail because of the work he's been doing over the years and just love him as a brother, can come out and we can get this money. And your damn sure get some money from me and you get some money from us. So we should be able to secure this attorney quick, flash, in a hurry. And I'm banking that Mikhail Muhammad can beat this charge at a preliminary hearing. That he can
absolutely
beat it at a probably, probably could beat it based on the facts we know, which we're not going to go into, but based on the fact we know, and the witnesses who would have to appear at this hearing to sustain these charges and this excessive bail.
And the way it looks like,
so we got to get this money in 7 days, right now, really.
Right, we need
now
the money right now. That's what we need to do over the next 48 hours. He goes in on Wednesday. And if he's not, whatever comes out of Wednesday, this is a pretrial. We get that private attorney to go ahead and move forward, not on the
whatever the lawyer of y'all choice is, that he needs to be, goddammit, retained in the morning if he's going to fight the hearing on Wednesday. And so if you're saying that, did you find out who the public defender was today?
Yes, sir. I text you that information. I'll pull it up again. We found out who the public defender is. I talked to Brother McHale. Brother is strong. Brother gave me the information. Public defender gave me the numbers to call. I text that over to you.
All right. Well, the bottom line here is this. Then y'all got to get me with the attorney. We'll talk about this later tonight. But the bottom line, too, it is whoever the local attorney is that's going to fight this preliminary hearing on Wednesday, we need to know who that is in the morning so we can retain him and get him on the case.
There are three fights that we got to deal with, Doc, which is very important. Three things, actually. We got to deal with the Mikhail situation. I heard Michelle, Mahogany, and others. That's an easy mobilization because the communication in Florida has been very good when we went down to Sanford. Whatever we're going to do, whatever literature, whatever we're going to put out, well, of course, we're going for disimposture. I know you're going to give us direction on that. That's the second. The third thing is pushing this Million Youth March. We're planning a rally, Million Youth March, pushing, I sent you a text, buses, trains, automobiles. That's what's coming out of Jacksonville. Buses, trains, and automobiles.
Can do all that.
And that's exactly what we're working with. But at the same token, we want to mobilize the rest of Florida around us, and we want to get every youth, as we said, everybody in this organization, make a list of who your youth is, make a list of those who support us, get them mobilized, get them galvanized, and get their ass up to New York, and then come back and make a difference in our cities. We have time to start sleeping. So on the Mikhail situation, that's what we need. We need basically $2,000 to $5,000, secure the lawyer.
Right, now, let me tell you what you're going to do. Let me go. The time is running out. Give out your, first of all, I'm going to give out your number in a minute, but let me clear on our assignment. Yes, James Muhammad is right. In every city on this phone line, we want y'all to get buses for the Million Youth March. It's not just a New York event. Don't just think about yourself. You got the flyer. You got the information. You got the word. You know what's happening. You know it's going to be hype. You know it's going to be the place to be. You know you've been waiting to get to New York. So you should be getting buses and caravans, and specifically buses. And if you're wise, you can make some money.
Absolutely.
Charge a decent rate. Make you a little money. Go to New York and get your Million Youth March on for Saturday, September 7th. There are already buses coming out of other cities, cities in the Midwest. Cities up and down the East Coast have been calling in. So if y'all want buses and let us register your transportation for the Million Youth March, text 240-464-1520. Text us your transportation plans. We have parking lots and spaces for buses. We have plans to handle transportation. We're not playing. We got over 60 days. Black youth need a voice. They need an event. They need a movement. They need some consciousness. They need some encouragement. And we need a boost to this Black Power movement. All right, now, we can't wait to get no tour. You get me on the line with this lawyer when we get off this, well, now you lease time, in the morning. And he has to get ready. We have to prep him together and get ready for this hearing on Wednesday. So we can get these charges dropped, hopefully, in this hearing and get this over with, because it's a headache. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. And the
if
other
you can do anything, if you can do anything in Sanford, Florida, it'd be a miracle. And I'm not doubting you, but I believe in what I see.
They're kind of waiting on us, but again, we need to mobilize as a unit. So that's a matter of talking to Michelle and talk to some others and moving the numbers. But what I said to them is this: we're coming to teach, we're coming to work, and at the same token, they've already made their decision on how this case is going to come out. They should be happy we're coming. We might be the force that hold the youth from tearing up the whole damn country.
Well, if you're that force, then don't go and let them do what they got to do then. I don't want to be that force. If you're that force, then stay in Jacksonville. That source is going to be stronger than whatever source you're going to be rolling with. I'm almost guaranteed to that. Man, I love y'all down there, man. We under fire. So God bless Michelle Williams for even trying to fight in this hour. Hold one second. Well, we still got 8 minutes. Okay, James, we got to let you go. We love you, black man. Your number.
Give me my number so they can start sending Western Union, whatever you text me.
Give out your number right now.
904-613-0729.
904-613-0729. That's James Muhammad, the master's in education and one of our best. He has really come strong to Mikhail Muhammad's aid in this hour. We love you, black man, and let's keep going. We'll talk to Jacksonville later tonight, offline, as we keep it moving. Yes?
Yes, sir. We're here. Thank you, Brother James.
You should plug in, James. You should reach Mahogany, though. Somehow or another, you got to reach Mahogany from the Black Riders in Miami, because y'all need to be hooking up from the north to the south of the state. Let's go to the next caller.
Okay, next caller here, area code 347-876. 347-876. You're on live with Dr. Malik Mushabaz and Black Power Radio. You have a question or comment, Black Power?
Black Power, this is Brother Obama, Sister Yana from Brooklyn, New York.
Brooklyn in the house.
Black Power, Black Power. Assalamu alaikum, Malik Mushabaz.
Alaikum salam, my dear brother and comrade.
We love to hear this throughout the country. We want everybody to make sure that they're on point. To make sure that they're on point and don't be afraid or anything of the devil. We are definitely lying down in green pastures. Thank you for your sermon tonight, Chairman. But it's a very, very on point. It's very, very real. We've got to make certain that we can create our own businesses. No matter where we are, we have to create our own businesses and make sure that this is a tactic that the devil always uses in order to make sure that we don't have any bail money. He goes through about the same thing that happened with the old Black Panthers. So they had them in jail. They had them locked up. They had them. But we have to just create our own businesses. We have to think and make sure that we can come on to New York with the National Black Family Convention and the highlight commemorative 15th anniversary of the Million Youth March. For all the families, this is a family reunion, y'all. We're on the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, and the 8th. It's 4 days.
Let's y'all, get clear. We want to get clear now, and that's right. I want to get clear. Let me use that moment, Brother Obi, with you. We want to get clear that the Black Family Convention is 4 days, that the Million Youth March anniversary, the highlight, is Saturday, September 7th, but we actually get started on Thursday. For those who are planning your travel and want to be in New York for this glorious 4 or 5 days, the Black Family Convention, the National Black Family Convention, starts on Thursday, September 5th, then September 6th, Friday, September 7th, Saturday is the march, and we close out spiritually on September the 8th. And for those 4 days, there will be a historic Black Family Convention in New York that will be awesome. That will be awesome. And the lineup of those who will be speaking and presenting will be coming soon. Again, we are inviting Minister Louis Farrakhan. We're inviting to this Black Family Convention social workers. We're inviting youth advocates. We're inviting gang advocates. We're inviting preachers. We're inviting pastors. Well, of course, we're inviting a whole lot of youth leaders to this Black Family Convention from all parts of the nation. And I also been getting texts right now that they're coming from South Africa and Zimbabwe to the Black Family Convention and the Million Youth March 15-year anniversary. So set your calendars for the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and know that the big day is the 7th. But this is an entire convention. We're inviting Dr. Francis Wilson, inviting Dr. Tony Browder, and, of course, Dr. Leonard Jeffries. He's already guaranteed he's going to be with us. It's virtually guaranteed that Malefi Asante, or our revolutionary mother, Sister Viola Plummer, going to be with us. Many members of the original Black Panther Party will be with us. But we're talking about solving family problems, talking about dealing with gentrification, talking about dealing with the education again of our kids, the future of our kids, talking about eliminating abuse of our children and our community. We're talking about male-female relations, strong Black manhood, womanhood. All of this will be coming to light. All of the propaganda and the information is coming. We're just fighting so many battles, it's hard to get everything to you at once. But straight up, the Black Family Convention is the 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th of September, and the highlight is the Million Youth March 15-year anniversary right there on Adam Clayton Powell and 125th Street in Harlem on the Harlem Office Building Plaza. And Brother Oba and Yahoo are on the phone line are my helpers. They are my right-hand brother and sister, my God family, that is helping me and help lock down all the permits and everything from the African International Merchants Agency. We have locked down the plaza, locked down 125th Street at Adam Clayton Powell, and we're going to have a massive rally. Oh, yeah, for those who are on the phone line, to the enemies who are on the phone line, we're going to have a massive rally on Saturday, September 7th, a massive rally for Black unity, love, Black pride, and Black power, with self-defense all woven in between. Go ahead, Obi. You had a last word, Black man, as we go over the hour.
Well, we want to make certain that we can feed ourselves. Feed ourselves. When we feed ourselves, we can free ourselves. We have to make certain that we're in contact with as much and many Black farmers as possible so
oh,
we
yeah.
can begin to set up our own food industry. So we
Let me drop this in here real quick. Let me tell them something before
yes,
the broadcast run out. Obi's right. I forgot to tell you this. I'm telling you, the Million Youth March can be written in the scripture if we fulfill it. It's already written. We just have to walk and fulfill it. In the Psalms 23rd, it also says, He prepared a table for me in the midst of my enemies. That table is the Million Youth March 15-year anniversary. It's a table that's prepared for us. You got Black Wall Street, the Vendors Mart that will be right out there all on Adam Clayton Powell between 125 and 127. Two whole blocks of nothing but Black vendors and Black arts and Black economic and entrepreneurship in what will be called Black Wall Street Revisited. And in the midst of that will be Black farmers. It will be a day for Black farmers who will come from around the nation and sell their product, their fruits and food and wares right there, there at Black Wall Street at the Million Youth March on that Saturday, September 7th. So this march is a table for us, for all of us who are here, for all of the other organizations who are questioning what we're doing. It's your table, too. There's a place for you at this table. And we're going to come to the table of unity now. Y'all come on with us. Don't leave us out here by ourselves as this time run out on this broadcast. Don't leave us out here by ourselves. Come on with us in this march for freedom, justice, equality. Go ahead, Brother Oba and y'all.
Y'all come on up. Y'all just come on up. You heard the call. You heard the call, and it ain't the last call. So
all right.
Just keep on keeping on.
You know, those are my allies, Brother Oba Lewa and Sister Yaa Santiwa. It's a good example of what we're trying to do, build a united front. Their organization is the African International Merchants Agency. They are Panthers like that. They're Panthers, of course, but they're not specifically in the New Black Panther Party. But we're brothers and sisters and working a united front every day. All right, and these are the kind of relationships that Malik Zulu Shabazz and Shah Kwali and Imam Akbar and Shaheed and Zaid and all the other organizers who are working around this country. This is the kind of spirit. Nadia Shakur, Atlanta Hakeem, Brother DK, whose leadership is sorely needed in this hour. All of that, and our overseas allies, even in Azania, South Africa, Zandi, and all of them, and Huey. This is our attitude. We're trying to build a united front. You know what? I can't stay on too long. And I'm probably going to let you handle it, Brother Sean. Let me hand the ball off to you. And you take the remaining questions and focus the people where you know they need to be focused. I'm going to listen in, but I got to get a bite to eat, Black man. I love you. And Black Power.
Oh, God. Love you too, sir. Black Power. Brothers and sisters, you've been listening to our National Chairman, Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And he's laid a lot out for us to chew on, digest, and to think about tonight, of course. And we're going to follow all instructions, every instruction. Everything that he's saying is not just words. Those are instructions that we must follow. I want to give the callers that are remaining online a chance to state your question or your comment if you have them. So we'll go to the last remaining callers here, area code 614-357, 614-357. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Your question or comment, Black Power.
Black Power.
Hey, Black Power.
Yeah, I'm just here. I'm just listening. Any support I can do, I gotta work my hardest to support the brothers. They look good on the outside and inside, so you got my support to the fullest.
Absolutely. Black Power. Sounds like Columbus Chapter, New Black Panther Party, calling in with their support. Thank you so much, my sister.
Yes,
keep
it in.
Black Power.
You're welcome.
That's Black Power. That's Columbus Chapter calling in, giving support and showing love and still fighting the good fight for our minister, National Field Marshal King, Samir Shabazz, and the Million Youth March 2013. Next caller here, area code 347-218, 347-218. You're on live with Black Power Radio. Question or comment, Black Power?
Black Power, brother. This is Brother Supreme again. I'm getting
yes,
another
sir.
Phone call, which is great, brother. I have to, I need to find out, all right, because I already gave in three applications for membership, the New Black Panther Party, and I don't know what happened to them. So, is there nobody I can call so I can make sure that I'm registered?
Yes, sir. Do you have my number?
Yes, I do. I have it in my phone. Okay, I'm going to call you. Okay.
Yeah, just give me a call, bro. We'll make sure everything's good.
Okay. Black Power.
Okay, Black Power. All right, got to make sure that you're on the books and on the roll. Last call of the night, area code 214-672, you're on live with Black Power Radio, Sean Saddam Kweli, National Chairman Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. Question or comment, Black Power?
Brother Sean Kweli, Black Power, sir. It is indeed a
Black Power, sir.
It is indeed a blessing as well as a privilege to greet you. It's Brother Supreme Captain Hakeem Abdul-Muhammad from the headquarters of Dallas, Texas. As you know, that our National Chief of Staff was here on a week ago. We went viral. We've got a big hit and stuff, and I've never seen this kind of results come from Texas to the time by our Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. He said that we're mobilizers and organizers. The Honorable Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz is organized. In the 20 years, we've never seen such magnitude of the people that they're coming together up under his leadership. We will have an entourage coming out of the Dirty South of custom buses, but from the Metroplex, not only from Dallas, but from Fort Worth. And our National Chief of Staff, he's done well. He's done a great job at following the instructions of our National Chairman. And we'd like to thank you, Brother Shah Saddam Kweli, for being vocal and doing the work and seeing it being done. We pray to Allah that all will go well for Brother Mikhail Muhammad, Brother Hannibal, and our King Samir. If needed, I'll be coming to the East Coast as soon as possible. I might not be in black because I got green haters, so I want to kick some ass. But I want everybody to stay strong and stay black, and I greet everybody on behalf of Brother DK, our national MOD. He's doing well. He's out there putting this to work. So everybody stay focused, stay black, and stay strong. And the most important thing, watch the leader follow him. Our national chairman is doing great work, and if we just listen to him, we will do well. God damn it, black power, black power, black power. I'm out of here.
All right, thank you so much, Brother Supreme Captain Hakeem, Dallas, Texas, checking in the founding chapter, New Black Panther Party. We're thankful, and again, remember, free the NBPP3. Free the NBPP3. Emergency rally, organizing effort, July 1st, there at Sylvia's Restaurant. July the 1st at Sylvia's Restaurant. For Minister King Samir Shabazz, and we're going to be organizing, of course, for all of our political prisoners, our soldiers, and those who are on the front line. We're organizing July 1st for all of them and pushing right ahead, chiefly right now, for Minister King Samir Shabazz, and push forward for Sister Michelle Williams, everybody who is under assault by this enemy, because guess what? We're all under assault by this enemy. And so be sure to stay tuned to us. Be sure to stay tuned to Black Power Radio for all instructions, as we will be giving out plenty of instructions over the radio broadcast for the next coming weeks, pushing up to the Million Youth March 15-year anniversary. And these are some critical times. And so let's be wise. Let's remember to heed the instructions of our national chairman. Don't do anything to put yourself in harm's way. Don't do anything illegal. Don't do anything silly. Don't do anything that you know you shouldn't do. Keep it myotic. Keep it peaceful. Keep it Islamic. Keep it Christian. Keep it Hebrew. Just keep it righteous. And let's fight the good fight. And if you are attacked, then you defend yourself in self-defense and crush any attacker by any means necessary. So it's black power for black people. And as always, I thank you for listening. We thank you for listening. And ask that you spread this radio broadcast to be a member of the New Black Panther Party. If you support black nationalism, which you should, and support Pan-Africanism, which you should, and support revolutionary theory, which you should, then, of course, you can text us and send your information to 502-758-7785. 502-758-7785 to join and be a member. Or if you got to rededicate yourself, rededicate yourself. But the enemy is most definitely assaulting the New Black Panther Party, so in self-defense, we will defend ourselves by every means necessary. And so it's black power for black people, all power to the people. And if black people are not free, there's nobody that's free. If you have questions, email us at mbpphq@yahoo.com. Thank you for listening.
You know what? Fuck Dirty Hair.
Immortal Technique.
We got guns too, nigga.
Killer Mike.
Fuck Terminator, nigga.
Brother Ali.
Fuck Lambo.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a prison with invisible bars. No matter where you at, it always follows you where you are. And it's hard out there for a pimp to get out of. But blood is water for the hook that I need beat the shit out of. I got niggas underground in the Confederate States. Ironic things running from slavery that prison creates. So I never hate on the South. I respect their vision. I just hate on niggas that promote Samboism and white execs that love to see us.